All right, so Amy and I wanted to share about this little big thing called neutral. And it's interesting because you've got a lot of extremes going on right now in the world. People taking sides, you know, whether it's a hard line on a political party, taking sides on what they believe to be true in their own paradigm about where the world's going, where it's headed with a presidency, or you name it, right? And so we want to feel safe, so we take a hard line, believing that will be safety for us or security. And so if we can box ourselves in our own little world of safety and say, you know, this is how I feel a sense of security. It's natural to do that when you're living in a fear-based existence, right? But when we're in spirit, it's a completely different thing. And so check out the definition of neutral. It's just one of many, but one of the definitions is not engaged on either side, not aligned with a political or ideological grouping. But listen to this one. With the tongue in the position of rest. Remember what the Bible says about the tongue. You know, it can set ablaze a forest fire with words. And if it's not in a neutral position, like on a car, and I'll give an example of that in a second. If it's not in the in position, then it can quickly posture itself on a side and dig in the egoic stance to say, okay, I believe in this political ideological thing, or I believe in this, you know, I'm taking my stand on this side of the issue. But what's interesting about being in neutral mode, it doesn't signify I'm lazy and not doing anything or I don't care. In leadership, what it signifies is, look, I can't take sides in this matter. I'm going to be the voice of wisdom in the middle, saying that I'm going to hear both sides out, and then we'll bring a solution right down the middle. What is that solution? It's a spirit solution. It comes, the wisdom that comes from above comes from another realm, and it drops right in the middle. And then you get a cleansing taking place for both sides of the coin to not be so hard-lined in what they believe. And so an example of that is car wash. I love car washes. I've said this before. Amy knows this about me. She enjoys it too. But I always say, okay, no talking in the car. We've got to just have
spa treatment.
Yeah, it's spa treatment. No talking in the car. We just play some instrumental music if we're going to play anything. But why? I've thought about this. Why is it? It's because we put the car in neutral.
Yeah,
it's a moment of rest. It's a moment of, I'm relaxing into this. And letting the track take you, and the track symbolizes the spirit. And there's a whole lot to be said about this, you guys. But this is one example of when we put the car in neutral, and I'm receiving the rainbow wash, the rainbow-colored foaming bath coming down. Some of these car washes even have this awesome smell of the bubbles, the soap. Yeah. The soap.
It's like going through a Disney.
Yeah. Or, and you know, think about the Rainbow Covenant, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't think about the other one. You know, automatically when people see rainbows, they go to this negative connotation, especially in religious worlds, religious settings. Look at the full spectrum of God's love. It symbolizes love, right? So when you're in that posture, you're not in drive and you're not in park.
You're in receive.
You're in the seat of receiving.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing about neutral is, and not being a pardon to either side, is you're now present. And God can bring the download, right? He can bring the cleansing. He can bring the clarity. So I can see clearly now, you know, when you come out of the car wash, you've just got a download, a washing. And he doesn't have to work through your resistance of being staunch on one party or the other, or somebody needing you to side with them on any issue. You can really get his spirit on it. So, It's so important. And this is something God is trying to teach us all, you know, the effortless provision. How do we tap into that is when we start surrendering into his current of things. And so, you know, we were just meditating here, just soaking before we did this. And the first image I saw was a surfer. And he was in slow motion running his fingers through the water, you know, while he's shooting through the wave and the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And he's just laughing and he's playing and he's having fun. And he's in neutral, allowing the current to propel him forward. And he's having the ride of his life. He's having fun. And when they shoot out of that, their body language is like a new revelation, you right. know, they're just like victory, you know, just Adrenaline new revelation. Rush. They just overcame something.
Yeah.
And versus where when we're on the ground, we're grounded, our energy's grounded. We've been trying to hammer out an issue or a problem, and we get so certain and so staunch on this thing that we're digging a hole and now we're lying in it, kind of so to speak, and it never works. And so the quickest way to shift us out of that is to go into neutral. And how do we go into neutral? Well, you can either take a nap because that releases the resistance, which is huge because we all know we are not going to get to the bottom of the issue when we're tired, our emotions are strained, all that kind of stuff. So you can either take a nap or you got to recirculate your energy into fun, so that you can drop into your heart. And so, you know, when you go into play and you go do something fun and enjoyable, it's like the clouds can part and the sun, S-O-N, can shine through and bring clarity. And so it's so important. This is why neutral's so good with letting go of the resistance one way or the other, you know, because either you're in reverse looking at the past or you're accelerating towards the future, and both of them have resistance on them. And so where the Lord just wants to take you on his track, and we're always saying, am I on track in life? I want to be on track in life. And
yeah, think about that.
Yeah. But are we on our track, or have exactly. we surrendered into his track in the car wash, letting us move forward at the pace he wants us to move forward in?
Yeah. There, think about that, what she just said. Am I on track? See, in a car wash, you know, if you've been through one, if you put that sucker in park, it's going to tear up some stuff, right? Or if you're in drive and you happen to, it's going to tear up stuff, yeah. right? It's just the way it is. Yeah. Hurry up, or you put your foot on the accelerator and it will destroy some mechanical things in there. That's just practical thinking. But if you're on track, that means you're on God's timetable and God's spiritual path, saying that I'm going to let go and sink into the position of neutral in the spirit. That doesn't mean the spirit is dormant or not going anywhere or in park, because the spirit is always flowing. It's always moving.
So you don't have to worry about
that. And when the spirit is moving, we allow the spirit to take us on the track that we're heading towards. And now, where is your mind at when you're on track and you're released into neutral and you're trusting the track? In the natural, in the spirit. Think about this in a car wash. I can't tell you how many times I have sat there and thought, man, I hope I'm on track. Mm-hmm. Initially, but you have someone guiding you. There's a guy or a woman standing there guiding you to go right into the track,
yeah.
right? So you could call that behind Holy Spirit pulling you right into the track. And then what do? They say, pop it into neutral, and you let the track or the current take you. Mm-hmm. Where's your mind at? Well, I can tell you where my mind goes. Right into relax, receive mode, because now I'm receiving the bubble wash on the outside. And I feel like I'm getting a cleanse. How many of you out there can relate to that?
You feel clean
when you come out of there. Yes, you do. So,
because it's energy. You've shifted your energy.
Yeah.
And so you're getting a whole experience. Not only is the car getting the experience, you're getting the experience because you've shifted your energy flow. But a lot of times, yeah, we all know we crash and burn when we're trying to force something to move faster then it's going. And a lot of times we're in this place in our life where it just seems really slow and nothing seems like it's happening, but it is. It's happening track by track by track. If we just sit back, relax, and receive, or release and receive, things are happening. It's just sometimes it's just not at the pace we want, or because we can't see who's operating things behind the scenes and we feel like we need to control it and rush through that car wash. Well, what happens? We break it, we crash and burn, we miss the impartations that were designed to be given to us. And so it's just keeping in the pace of what the Lord is doing. And the only way to do that is to come into a state of rest. Rest and receive, and then we can actually feel the current moving underneath us, guiding us with the leads and prompts.
Stuff's happening. Mm-hmm. It's don't be concerned. I could just hear somebody saying, "Well, if I put it in neutral, nothing's going to happen."
Yeah, and then anybody can push me the way I'll lose control, because then anybody can just push me around.
Yeah, and think about what we just talked about. Everything's happening. Because we're allowing the mechanisms that were originally meant to work. If we don't, then we're just kicking against the goad, so to speak. We're fighting against it, you know, and then we're going to have all kinds of breakdowns. And that's what the ego does. The ego is really good at resisting and fighting against the natural flow of things.
Yeah.
So when we hear about just let go and flow, or allow myself to go downstream, okay? The stream or the place of least resistance. Yeah, the place of least resistance is where we want to be, you guys. We've been conditioned to believe that it's hard work. We've been conditioned to believe that we have to go upstream and paddle upstream. And, you know, hear all these sayings, especially in Christian land, where you go, you got to be the fish that goes against the stream. Don't go with the flow.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, if we go with the flow, we're going with his flow. And then when that takes place and we truly let go, then amazing things happen. But when we kick against it and we go against the stream, I know why people say it, because, you know, oh, you're different than the world. Don't go with the flow with the world and all that. But that's a different, that's something different. What we're talking about is trusting the stream within, trusting the flow within. And one other thing is, Solomon came to mind at the beginning of this. You know, Solomon's known for what? Wisdom. King Solomon. So remember when the two, quote, mothers came to him with the child. And he's going to, quote, judge this case, right? Because he's the guy that stands in the middle. In the gap in the middle. Because he's the wise king. Well, they come to him, and then one of them's clearly not the mother. Okay, so she's trying to manipulate the situation. So he says, okay, and I'm shortening this really quickly, the story. Many of you know it. He goes, okay, well, let's just cut the child in half and give you both a half. And then what happens is the stream that was connected and birthed that child came up and out of that mother and said, hold on a minute. Don't do that. Well, that's only going to come out of someone that is connected to that child, that gave birth to that child, says, no, don't do that to my baby. Well, what was Solomon doing? He put it in neutral, stood in the middle, and let a natural thing come up by presenting a scenario, saying, okay, well, let's just let you both have a piece, right? And what happens is the answer comes up in the middle of it. The solution comes up. The resolution comes up in the middle of it. So what am I saying? When you are in neutral, in a place where you stand in the middle, the spirit of wisdom will reveal him or herself, whatever is necessary in the moment, to reveal the answer when we posture ourselves. It's no different than Moses saying, okay, hold on a minute, stand still. And what was he saying? I'm not in a place of inaction. I'm putting it neutral so that I can see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah, what a happier place to be. And so just allow and acknowledge and receive that place of neutrality. And think about it, neutrality sounds like tranquility, yeah. harmony, neutrality, yeah. tranquility. They go hand in hand, and there's the peaceful flow, you know. And a wise person is one who's not trying to side with either party. He actually takes the third higher path of wisdom and brings out the gold out of the situation of both facets. And so, but anyway, we just want to encourage you today just to enjoy the car wash too. And we want to start doing too, yeah, your own personal car wash. We yeah. want to also start tapping into the subject of disassociation too. We're going to just tap on it a little bit here and do some more on that. But a lot of you guys have felt maybe a neutrality in a way of, you know, all the party and people that you used to hang out with yeah. is leaving. It's being separated from you. It's getting washed off, so to speak. There is this separation and you feel disassociated. You're like, why are these people leaving in my life? But why also do I not want to hang out anymore with them? Yeah. And I'm feeling this disassociation in so many things, in my own beliefs, in my judgments about everything. Just you feel like your whole life is actually being turned upside down, inside out, internally. And people are just like, they would label you as reclusive, or oh yeah, something's wrong, she's get out with more friends, we need to get her out, or we need to get him out more with people again. But you're going through this unplugging space to be plugged into something higher and something newer. And so it's an unplugging. Even the definition of disassociation says the disconnection or separation of something from something else, or the state of being disconnected. The disassociation between the executive and the, you know, goes into stuff. And there's, of course, the psychological terms on those as well. But basically, disassociation, you know. And so just be encouraged. You know, of course, the psychology of it behind it is, you know, is avoidance. You know, this personality is separating and these kind of things. And why is that? And maybe the Lord is separating you from all these things you've been hooked into, you know, whether it's a job or people or different things, because it's time he wants to touch on those areas to get underneath of what you've been avoiding, you know, or being in denial about, or, you know, he's helping you unplug from that thing that's been like this underlining current that you don't even realize has been a program running your life. And it's not who you are. It's something that was imposed on you as a kid, maybe through trauma or whatnot. And it's just time. So just, again, go into neutral on the subject and get in that car wash of the Lord and allow him to start washing with his gentleness and with his love to start removing these things, and just be open to look through your windshield and receive the cleansing and come out brand new.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna drop it right there, but we're gonna call this part one, because more and more is coming up as Amy was talking. I've got more examples of this, and I think it's a huge area that we need to spend some more time on. So, the power of neutral, part one, we'll say, okay, and then we'll bring this up again along with disassociation. Go find a car wash today. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.